Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. If you're an avid thrifter, then you know that thrifting isn't just an art. It's a science. That's a science where you go into the thrift store, and if you see things on the rack, you take them, because that's what they're there for.
Oh, come on.
And there's always something more to learn besides just that. Kevin Bucchio is the owner of the Facebook group, The Thrifting Lounge. It's incredibly popular.
It has thousands of followers. I love it.
It's a fun group.
Yeah.
He's known on eBay as Our Family Thrift, so if there's anything about thrifting, he's probably experienced it. Kevin, what's your approach to thrift? Well, wait a minute. Kevin, would you take those things off the rack that we talked about?
Do you know?
Take which stuff off
the rack? Okay, here's the deal.
No, I'm going to tell the story.
No, I'm the one who brought it up. I have to tell the story.
Be quiet.
I'm marching in front of the White House with
burning
a sign.
Burning your bra, right.
Here's the deal.
And it's going to be a long fire.
Kevin, you're in a thrift store, okay, Kevin? All right, you're in a thrift store. You go up and you see on a rack what was obviously somebody had put a bunch of Tommy Bahama shirts all together in one place, thinking to, you know, pick them up and put them in your basket, right?
And they're not around.
Here's the question. Do you ask around if there are two or three people standing around saying, are these yours? Or do you just grab them and run out? What would you do?
Honestly, I would just grab. This is actually a similar story. I'd just grab them because I've been to the point where if you're not ready to grab something, somebody behind you will grab it. And I've had that happen to me. Case being, I was in a thrift Goodwill, walked in, somebody put donations on the front of the floor in the front of the register. And to me, that's like, okay, that's open season. Someone might have left something there and didn't want to purchase it. And so I looked over it, and I walked by it. It was this gorgeous cape made by Pendleton. It was from the label, I could tell it was from the 60s. This thing's from an Easworth, easy, $150. I walk by it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a huge score. Picked it up. I went to the register to buy it because I wasn't going to buy anything else. I found that was it. And the lady said, oh, we can't sell it to you. I'm like, what do you mean you can't sell it to me? She goes, well, this hasn't been checked in yet. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm willing to give you guys 20. You guys haven't priced it or anything out yet. I'll give you 25 or 30 bucks right now for it. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me go back and talk to somebody. She came back and said, no, we can't do that. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it was a huge blow to me because that right there was sitting like 100. I was looking to make about 100 bucks off that. And they wouldn't sell it to me. I was so bummed.
Yeah, but I understand that.
That's a little different.
That's a very different situation.
I'm saying that morally, I would turn around and say to the three or four people standing around, does this belong to any of you?
She'd go out onto the street and flag people down saying, no. Do these shirts belong to you? I don't want to take them because I have such high moral standards. They're higher than Griff's.
No, see, when it comes to me feeding my kids, I don't think about anybody else but myself, because that's food that's going to feed my family for a little bit.
So when you get up to heaven and St. Peter says to you, should you have taken... I'm not even going to go there.
No, go ahead. It's not a big deal.
Kevin, what is your approach to thrifting in estate or garage sales?
I've been doing a lot of estate sales lately. I've calmed down with the thrifting because I got so much inventory. So I've been trying to get a few subjects with these with stuff I would look for, like vintage, like furniture and stuff. So now I'm going to these estate sales, and I see a lot of people passing these big items up, like the chests and the chairs and stuff that, because they're scared to pack it up or find out how much the shipping and handling is and sell it. I mean, people are scared to do that. So I'm like, well, these are still here in the last day. It's half off. It's a no-brainer. If I can make a few hundred bucks, I'm going to pick this chest up. I don't know how I'm going to get it home, but I'm going to get it home, and then I'm going to list it and try to sell it. And that's my next endeavor I'm doing right now is learning a lot about the old-school furniture and stuff.
Well, he's smart. He's also learning a niche that other people are afraid to enter into.
Yeah, I'm not always an expert on that type of furniture, but you see the price and you think, what? It's 15 bucks? Mm-hmm. There's got to be a buyer for this somewhere.
So how did your Facebook group grow so big within 8 months? How many people do you have in your group?
We are close. We are at about 13,000. We are 12,000 and like 900 or something.
Oh, man.
Jeez, that's 13. A lot of people.
It's crazy. We did this in 8 months. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to a lot of the people that have come on to my little weekly show I do on YouTube. And just people that want to learn from me. It's crazy. Someone did a poll in a huge group today basically saying who out of the top thrifting groups that are over 10,000 people have in them, who is the one you mostly look for? And I won, I guess, because it was like 50 people out of the whole thing voted for me, and the next person who was second place was like 6 votes below me, and it was a pretty big distance when you look at it. And then my friend that did the poll, because it's his group, he had to shut it down because it started getting like just crazy people trying to put ad groups, because you can't delete it. You have to add groups to it. And so I guess people like to learn from us. I mean, we're a big group. If you're trying to, one thing about the big groups, if you have an item you don't know about and you want to learn what it is quickly, throw it into a big group and you will get so many different answers. It's crazy.
And I love those.
A lot of help for that.
When those come over from your group into my feed, I love it. Even if it's maybe something I wouldn't sell myself,
You never know.
I always click on it so I can learn about it in case I run into something like that.
Because you never
Very
know.
Very interesting.
Might. Yeah. So it's grown really big. It's been a great 8 months. What is the mentorship program you're running for the Thrifting Lounge? Now, I heard about this, and I'm not quite sure what it is. What is this mentorship program?
It's a program that I'm going to do. I'm going to take one person. I might have to switch the rules because my two finalists are so good. They have great stories. They're great people, and they want to get out what I want to give into them. They want to stop working full time, and they want to make this their full time gig. One of the finalists is a personal friend of mine. He has a great story. He made a great video for me because that was the part of it. You have to make a really good video. I want to hear your story. I want to see and get to know you through your video to see if you're going to be genuine, if you're going to be good for this. Because let's face it, some people just aren't a fit for some other people. You got to really feel comfortable and get to know a person. It's the same thing when you interview someone. One day I was super I felt like creative, and I'm like, let me make a mentorship program. Nobody can say that they can literally turn one person from a so-so thrifter or an eBayer into a professional and document in a vlog. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to document everything so I can go back and say, hey, listen, you know, people say they change people's lives, but check out my whole vlog series of this. This is how I change somebody's lives. And in the end, they become an admin. Whenever I feel they're ready to become an admin in my group, they're going to become a part owner, an admin. And that comes with all sorts of goodies.
Oh, so that's brilliant. So how many admins do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I have the 3 original creators and I have 3 additional admins. And they're on everything. They're really, I got to give a lot of props to them because, I mean, there's so much stuff that goes throughout the day. And you can only manage so many things. And I don't have to do really anything besides just make these videos and have fun with the group and talk. Everyone else takes care of it. There's drama in there. They take care of it and stuff like that. But I mean, it's really a fun community. I would never guess I could go to a store and someone say, hey, I know who you are from your YouTube videos.
We are speaking with Kevin Bucchio. He's the owner of Facebook group, The Thrifting Lounge, and he's known on eBay as Our Family Thrift. How do you feel about all this social media stuff, and does it really benefit eBay sellers?
I believe eBay came out with a statement this sometime in the 2015. They said social media is going to be the biggest improvement or something like that this year. It's going to be humongous for what we do. And I'm already seeing it with all these new people. I love seeing their haul videos, new people coming in to do what we do, because it's not a quick get rich scheme. I think what we do here is, you know, you've got to figure out what you're good at. And when you're good at something, you can actually really make money off it. And I get day in, day out, people telling me how much, you know, my group and I have helped them. And honestly, I don't know what I do, but I guess everybody likes me, and it's kind of crazy because
they like you. They just really do.
Yeah, I just want to have fun and do this, and it's crazy. Like, oh my God, you changed my life, and stuff like that. And I mean, you guys know this. You guys run a huge radio show, and I mean, you may not believe it or not, but I'm sure you've changed people's lives too just by listening to your show, because people actually listen, like I used to, and will take notes. Like,
it's very rewarding.
Take notes in a notebook.
It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved, but I'm always, and like you said, you actually have admins to help with the work, but ultimately it's creating those spaces where people can meet and share the tips. And you know, there's certain things, like when you got a fact, you have a fact, right? So a fact is either true or false or not. But when it comes to how you do things, so many people have different ways of approaching a problem, that having a place where you can get everyone having equal access to seeing, this is how we handle this particular program or this particular problem, you can actually, it helps you craft your own solution based on what they're doing. It's pretty cool.
It's like being an artist in their easel. I mean, that's exactly what you look for when you resell. I mean, when you go into a store, you want to pick out what you know the most. So that's why I go to clothing and stuff like that. And I feel like you can evolve as a person just by knowing more things. And it's a niche that we do here is unlike than any other thing out there. I mean, sports, it's one niche. You know, collecting, what we do, resell, it's many different niches, and you can be great at all of them. And it's, the opportunity out there is endless with knowledge and, like you said, facts, all that stuff. And you can have fun with it and really go with it and make a lot of money if you want to really hustle.
So go to Facebook, put in The Thrifting Lounge, and join it.
Exactly. Right now.
It's fun. No, I love it. I've learned so much from
awesome.
The posts alone.
Yeah, it's cool.
And
it's
true.
We're very loose, too. We're not ones that are very uptight. We say, you know what, if it's not politics or whatever, or religion, just have a good time with it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure. Good continued success with your group. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Open phones coming up on eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.